Ryan Holbrook, and I'm here with Randy Andrews, who's been here for in this area for over 50 years, actually. Just a bit old. Oh, no, oh, coming up on
40. 50. Yeah, 48 years, something like 46 years. Yeah.
And Randy's the retired county assessor around these parts.
Right.
And you probably have your finger on the pulse of what a lot of people are thinking in the area, yeah?
I think quite a bit. I do. I know a lot of people. I go around and listen to people all day. You know, I go a lot of places, know a lot of people, so I kind of keep up with things.
So, Randy, in your role as county assessor, do you have a sense of how people are leaning in this election?
Well, I think right now, the past few days, I think a lot of people are leaning towards Obama, which at first they weren't. And the polls, everyone around here, a lot of people are getting very upset with McCain right now around here. I hear a lot of it because it's getting way too negative, nasty.
So it's the negative campaigning that's causing that change?
A lot of people don't like that around here. I hear it a lot. Yeah, they don't care for it. It's gotten just negative. It's gotten, well, this last week, it's gotten very nasty.
Absolutely.
But the last day, I think McCain saw that, and now he's kind of changing a little bit.
So what are the key differences that you think the perceptions of Holbrook are between the two candidates?
I think, from what I gather, a lot of people are leaning towards Obama because of the economy. I think that's one of the big things they're worried about, the economy. And of course, Republicans have been in for a while, so they're kind of worried about that. In the back of their minds, they're saying, well, they've been in 8 years and look what's happened. At first, I was going to vote for McCain, all the way through. But then I think my ideas changed when he got the Palin, the lady Palin provider. And I liked her at first, but then she just went, wow, it's a little too much.
So tell me where Sarah's concerned. What was the thing that changed for you?
It was her stump speeches around. They got very nasty, and I don't like that. That's not me. I think they can campaign without all of that.
So all that scary stuff is really not registering here in Holbrook too much, and certainly not with you.
No, not with me. I've kind of switched. My mom has too. She switched to Obama.
Really?
And we both were going to vote for McCain. But all of the last few weeks, it's worried me a lot. I'm not saying he's bad or anything. I'm just saying I'm weighing the two. I think probably his views on making changes change. And we need it so bad. Boy, do we need change bad. Just look at the country right now. I mean, everything is down the tubes. It's really bad. It's the worst I've ever seen in my lifetime. I've never seen it like this.
If you were to, Randy, list one thing that you need right now that you don't have and you really want your government to be responsive to, what would that be?
The economy. It is tough. Around here, it's even worse than some of the cities. The economy is very tough here. First of all, the gas prices killed everybody around here. It's killed tourism a lot. The gas prices have really hurt. And it's hurt the whole economy. Big time. The economy here is really suffering. Tourism's way down. People can't afford to travel.
And as a retired person on a fixed income, in terms of health care and other things that you need,
health care certainly needs addressing. It's critical too. Because people are hurting bad. There's millions without insurance. The doctor bills are so bad now, you just can't be without it. But a lot of people can't afford it.
So, Randy, your food's here, so I'm going to not impose on you anymore. But let me ask you one last thing. If you could say one thing to your leadership in Washington, if I could carry a message from you to them, what would it be?
Get some honesty and integrity for change. It hasn't been there for a while. I don't think there hasn't been any.
Mr. Andrews, I really appreciate your time.
Oh, no problem.
Thanks so much.